Good morning, Mickey Tao, man. Oh, God. It's a very interesting process, being alive. Right now, I'm actually a little bit tired, a little bit sort of overcooked, overdone from the heat and the humidity, and I'm waiting for the temperature to drop a few more degrees, you know. Got up to lowish 30s outside today, so now I've got pumping cool air at the floor level and through the place. That'll lower the temperature, and as you can see, there's a thermometer behind me there. There's also one on this side of the room. Big one, easy to read, you know. You can see the bottom of it. And it's made in China. Cheap, lightweight plastic one with a big with a big red dyed red alcohol filled column. What if you get that one in over there? Yeah, it's showing about 28, I think, 27. I have currently sort of. I have a lot of fucking World War III with type shit with fucking junkies in Narcotics Anonymous, you know. I'm not a bloody... These fucking retards think, you know. See, if you're coming off the streets, you're really fucking crazy, you know. Drug fucked. Got a head full of bad ideas that have been your bloody theme tune, your marching tune for a long time. And then you say, well, people who it's not really hot, but it's very sort of humid. So, like 26-27 degrees isn't that hot, but the fucking humidity's right up. Yeah, so all these fucking just drug-fucked cunts come into Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And they say, I've got to look at the world the way that they do. But they're sort of, you know, kind of living in a train wreck, you know. Their lives are up shit creek. They've dug themselves into really deep holes. And the only way out is persistence and hard work, you know? Oh, man. Curried sausages are good. And, I try on all their fucking shit. And there's this one guy at the moment. Oh, he's a malignant fucking prick, you know. And, so he tries to talk like, you know, like I've been 36 drug-free, like, about 4 months into fucking my 36th year drug-free, and I've done a lot of work, and almost nobody else Matt has done to this breadth and depth that I've done this sort of work, you know. And so this cunt's come in and he's like 1 year drug free, bit over I think, you know. And he's got the capacity, like he's a sociopath, you know. He's got the capacity to sort of, he'll take what is said and then he'll put it, he will sort of, if you don't know about really sort of earlier recording systems, is that they would, how do I describe this? I'm trying to search my distant sort of memory for the right words and phrases and accurate descriptions, but before sampling, digital sampling, there was looping, you know, where you could take, record a bit of audio on a short piece of tape and then run that round in circles, you know what I mean, on a proper tape machine. And if your tape was the right length and it was played at the right speed, then it would sort of synchronise with your fucking other recording, you know, and fit to the beat and all sort of other sort of stuff. And yeah, it's very clever. But so what this guy does is he takes information he hears and he records it in his head and then he plays it round and round and round inside the fucking head, thinking, regurgitating this information, it's stolen information. He doesn't have the fucking experience of working on his own shit for that long, you know? And when you steal other people's work in order to up your fucking prestige points, you know, that's what he thinks, you know. And then you use it to try and say, well, I'm better than them because, you know. And then you run around doing pretty atrocious and unprincipled sort of things. And when you get caught out, because he's fucked with me and I've just, you know, I'll come after him, you know what I mean? Online and expose him in the meetings and expose what he does on the committee level, you know, all this sort of, I'll fucking hold them all accountable, you know. And then he resorts to ganging up, you know, he'll sit around and tell all these other fucking stupid empty-headed cunts, you know, he's called me a cunt, I'm a victim, but he leaves out all the stuff of what he's done, you know. You know, that he's been held accountable and why, and what he's been up to. And, you know, that's sort of like using lies to cover up for previous lies. And it's one of the things about junkies is they tend to be notoriously stupid. Like, they will indulge in all the fucking gossip under the sun, but none of them will, you know. It's like I've fucking developed a technique pumpkin thread and pumpkin fiber, and you know, you get those fucking cunts there, oh, what a fucking asshole he is, or, did you hear what he did to me? I'm a victim, you know. And I say to him, well, was you there? No, you didn't. So you didn't hear what was said, the context it was said in, and, you know, you didn't hear both sides of the story. No, you know. And although it's none of your fucking business, you haven't asked me for my side of the story. No. Oh, and you have no fucking, you know, you have no valid, you know, you have nothing to base your fucking, your attack on me on, you know, doesn't follow the principles of natural justice. It's just fucking hearsay and gossip, and you're a stupid cunt for fucking buying into it. You know? So that's what this fucking arsehole's been doing. That's what this arsehole's been doing. And he's been getting all these equally fucking weak-minded fuckwit junkie friends to join in the process of shafting me, you know? And that doesn't sit well. That doesn't sit well at all. So I've been exposing them and saying, well, all you cunts are on this fucking committee. Why aren't you throwing him out and all his bloody stooge friends? You know? Got no answer. They won't do anything about the bullshit within their own ranks. They're not doing anything about the fucking assholes that are getting up to all this sort of shit, like throwing people out of meetings and cutting people off short, you know. You know, and they sort of become ingrained like bloody ticks, you know. So, yeah. Fuck. But I've just gotten really good at dealing with them, and they fucking, they bring themselves, and I say, well, fuck, you know, if you don't, you know, this guy's going to end up, there's only two ways this could go. You know, with this guy, I said, you know, he's either going to suicide or he's going to fucking overdose. And the last time I heard him speak, it was just more of his bullshit. You know. Oh, I got this mental problem and I have to go around fucking with other people, you know. But he's never fucking undone what he's never owned what he's up to, and he's never he's never taken responsibility for it. And he's never taken any steps to undo the damage, you know. And the process of amends is like, one thing is to sort of say sorry and to fix up, you know, with the other person, more or less what is based upon their requirements in reasonable sort of terms, you know. You know, like if you steal $10,000 off them, well, you pay that back plus interest, you know, plus any fucking debts that have accumulated out of that fucking theft, you know what I mean? That's one part of it. But the other part is, well, what are you doing? How does that harm other people? And, looking at what you're doing and why are you doing it? What is that rooted in, you know? You know, sometimes it might be just superficial things, you know what I mean? And sometimes it might be you have very deep sort of roots, you know what I mean? That habitual stealing became a way of life in order to sort of cope and in order to feel important, in order to be the centre of attention and all this other sort of stuff, you know? So, that's the value in that. But you watch all these fucking cunts who lie and cheat and steal and scheme and scam. Just do all this fucking cuntish. They do all these cuntish activities. And then, you know, they lie to cover up for themselves, and they get other people in to play. They play the victim, and they get in all these other fucking retards who, you know, can't mind their own business and deal with their own issues, and it's none of their fucking business. And they don't have both sides of the story. They just listen to this fucking idiot play the Pied Piper, leading all the rats into the sewage, you know. And they all bring them. They bring themselves and they bring each other undone. You know? And, you know, you've got to sort of... I heard this sort of said many years ago, you know, in order to stay drug-free, you've got to step over a lot of dead bodies, you know? And that's what you do. You step over them. It's fucking not my problem. You know, they should come to their own, rather than tidy up their own act and deal with their own issues and work their way through things. They were cunts in the real world. Now they were lying, scheming, fucking cunts in the real world. And, you know, in recovery they've got all the opportunities in front of them, and they choose not to use any of them. And they continue to be lying, scheming, fucking manipulative fucking cunts, and then they bring themselves undone, you know. You know, and that's a really important thing about staying drug free. You've got to work on your own issues, and the only way to stay drug free is to mind your own business and to work and to work your way through your own issues, you know, and stay away from the fucking gossip. You know? Fuck. They just die like flies. They fucking... One committee of, you know, officially officious, useless fucking cunts. You know, up there with all their bullshit. And then 3 months later, half are fucking back out using. You know, and they get, you know, half the committee, they got another half of the fucking new faces, and then another 3 months later, half of fucking, you know, say there's 20 people on the committee, in 3 months, half of them are fucking relapsed, you know. So they get 10 new people. And then, you know, after another 3 months, 10 of those people have fucking gone. And so they get 10 more people. And that's just how you get these fucking committees that are just full of fucking dunderheads and idiots and fresh faces and fuck all people with a lot of clean time, you know? That's not really super duper accurate, but it's sort of, it's a simple way to present a slightly more complex issue, you know? And so, yeah, they can't do it, you know. Oh, they say, let's crucify this cunt. Come at me with a nail and a cross and a bag, and a bag of nails and a cross and a hammer, and I'll fucking stave your fucking heads in with it, you know. I'll nail your fucking heads to the cross, you know, all of you. It's, you know, you got to be assertive. You know, with all these fucking retarded cunts that try on all this shit, and they just come and go, come and go, come and go. You know? So that's good. Right.